4WGR, W2G.
4WGR. Rusty said he was on his way home. He had turned his face on when he got there.
Okay, well, how are you doing these days, my friend?
Just about like everybody else. One foot in the grave, the other one standing somewhere near it. I was just talking to Tom earlier, and he said I had a hum on my rig, so I hope I don't have that now.
Hate to give you bad news, but you still have the hum.
Change power supplies. My poor old workhorse, 2-meter rig, my 7-11A, finally needs some attention. Man, I've talked on that thing over 20 years. So I've had to change some stuff around. This is ICOM 207H that I'm talking on now. And the former power supply I was using it with, I think it has a problem. So I got the hum on. You may hear my fan running because it's kind of warm out here in the ham shack over here.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand that. Hopefully mine will be back up and operational in about 2 more weeks. We're going to be starting to put down the floor tiles tomorrow, the next day, and then put in the baseboard going around, and then I'll call the people where my stuff is stored and tell them to bring it back to me so I can put it in its new home.
I to look for stuff like that, you know, be forward to it. I've done some rearranging out here in the shack, but I've still got tons of things to do. I guess, you're never finished with your ham shack, you know.
One that was just basically built here about 5 weeks ago, and we didn't have one over here. Didn't have room in the condo where we live, but we figured out how to build me an 8x10 building out back of the house, and got the same matching siding as the house does, so kind of blends in. And I'm going to put me up a vertical ground mounted, and that'll be my antenna because there are no trees nearby that I can put a long enough wire to be useful. So anyway, I hope to be back on HF and in the near future, hopefully before Christmas.
I had some HF problems too, but I finally got them worked out. I had to make me another antenna, another G5RV, because when the hurricane come through last year, boy, it just wrecked my antenna setup. Took out one of the major trees that I always use to stretch my antennas out to. So, it's just now getting back on its feet, like it was, W4WOZ.
Well, like I said, I put my stuff in storage back in February, or January, February, March, somewhere along in there after I got married, and closed out, and I sold my house that I used to live in, and the wife said I could build me a shack over here, and got it built, and because there's no way to bring in one of those pre-built buildings because there's no access to the back. There's a back right away back here where the power lines and all that stuff, where the cable is all buried underground and all that other stuff too. So anyway, and the building got built. It's all up. I've got the inside painted. We've got the half of the woodworking done. Like I said, we're going to go out and clean it up this afternoon, vacuum and get all the dirt and dust out. And then hopefully tomorrow we can start laying, after we get back from the rehab thing, we can start laying floor tiles. And I'm going to pull it down, peel and stick. And then I can give it a week or so to set up and then get my equipment back in here and start setting everything back up. Then I'll have an antenna raising party.
Wow, man, I don't know how far back. I bought a building. You see them at Lowe's and Home Depot, but I bought this one from someone else other than them. It is a 12 by 20, I think. And when they set it up over here, I insulated it, put, you know, walls in it, all that. And it's been my ham shack ever since. Probably one of the best things I ever invested in. I heat it with a one of these little old bitty heaters that you see people put under their desk. And I cool it with a small window unit. It might be a 5,000, but works real good, you know, for winter and summer. Just have to, I don't know, I filled it up with all my junk, so that serves the purpose.
I've got, well, we put a mini split in this one for me, so I can heat in there, and I got it powered. We ran power out from the main breaker box in the house, and run power out there, so it's got power. And once I get my equipment in there, that's what's going to be in there is the radio equipment, my desk and my computer. So we're trying to get it set up. So hopefully it'll be a kind of a Christmas present to me that I get it all set up and back on the air. Of course, I might have to round up a crew of people to help me come over here and stand this antenna up and put a few guy wires on it so it stays up in the air. But, you know, that's one of the things we have to do. I've got me, bought me a Hustler 6-band, 6B TV, and it'll cover everything from 40 through, from 10 through 75, so 75 and 80, so I'll be good to go there.
I made it back. Tom, did you get home yet? Oh, no. Yeah, I would love to get a split system that I could put out here. I watch Facebook, and every now and then you'll see some come through for $400 or $500. But every time I see one, I don't really have a spare $500. You know what I mean?
Well, I had to get somebody to come. I had to get Dave KB2HXS. He used to furnish the system and install it for me and everything else, because I'm not enough of an electrician or an AC man or anything like that, so I wasn't going to try and do it myself. Well, anyway, I'm about to get home here, and I'm getting ready to turn down into my subdivision. So you take it easy, and we'll talk to you later, and catch you after a while. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, clear on your final.
You have a great afternoon, my friend. Enjoy talking to you as always. Please be careful out and about. Man, we're all fighting some kind of cold here lately, so I hope you'll avoid that. 73 is from the land of Oz, 74 WOZ.